You're listening to the audio production of The Ins and Outs of In-N-Out Burger, the inside story of California's first drive-thru and how it became a beloved cultural icon, by Lindsay Snyder, president, owner, and granddaughter of the founders, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Amanda Sanfilippo. Introduction read by the author and Jim Hodson. Foreword read by Tim Tremaine.
I dedicate this book to my family that has gone ahead. I will forever hold on to the things that each one of you has said. I will try to make you proud and use my past failures to help others out. I will always look to God and His good book without a doubt. You are all so special and helped build this iconic place. Thank you times infinity, and in my heart, you take up so much space. To our customers, I dedicate this book to you. A thank you for every smiling burger ever served still won't say enough. Without your loyalty and love, we wouldn't be going strong today. You are and will always be our original number one. It's not a job to most of us because serving you is fun. To my In-N-Out family, I don't know where to start, but I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. My family would be so proud of you and all your hard work year after year. I miss them so much, but I have you, and to my heart, you are so dear. I love you, and yes, you are my family. Without you, we wouldn't be serving our number one, the customers you see. All my love to my family here and gone.
A note from Tom Evans, In-N-Out's first associate. The right place at the right time. My name is Tom Evans, and I'm 96 years old. I was In-N-Out's first employee. I got hired in the 1940s and worked there many years. I loved every day. In 1944, I quit high school and joined the Navy to become a radio man. I was assigned to the submarine base at Pearl Harbor. After my discharge in 1946, I returned to high school, graduated, and attended a community college on the GI Bill. I fell in love, got married, and soon our first child was on the way. I needed work to support my family, and I overheard two fellows discussing employment. One mentioned that a hamburger stand on Garvey was looking for help. I wasted no time and got myself over there on the double. With the usual apprehension of a job seeker, I approached a stocky fellow who greeted me with an enthusiastic smile and asked, "What would you like?" I asked, "Do you have a job opening?" He asked about my cooking experience. I told him, "I can cook, and I'm a Navy veteran, married with a child on the way. I need a job."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?